Today, we'd like to see the title of Hallow the Sabbath Day in Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 12 up to 27. To honor the people through MP3 or YouTube on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verse 13, O Lord, the hope of Israel, all who forsake you shall be ashamed. Those who depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. What does it mean? And how can we apply it to our life? Question 2. In verses 21-22, this says the Lord, take heed to your service and bear no burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem, nor carry a burden out of your houses on the Sabbath day, nor do any work, but hallow the Sabbath day, as I commanded your father. What do these mean, and how can we apply these to our life? Question 3, in verses 24-25, and it shall be, if you heed me carefully, says the Lord, to bring no burden through the gates of this city on the Sabbath day, but hallow the Sabbath day, to do no work in it, then shall enter the gates of the city kings and princes sitting on the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, they and their princes, accompanied by the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And this city shall remain forever. What do these mean? And what kinds of divine characteristics can we see here? In the last time, Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 11, as a partridge that broods but does not hatch, so is he who gets riches but not by right. It will leave him in the midst of his days, and he will be a fool. As the partridge bird sits on eggs, but does not hatch the eggs, that is its useless efforts. Whoever achieves riches not by right will become foolish, because the riches will be corruptible or in destruction. The achiever of unrighteous riches implied Judah, who was against God. Verse 12. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary, the glorious high throne where the Lord sits in heaven, is the place of protection, security, or rest. Verse 13, O Lord, the hope of Israel, our hope is the Lord himself, either from him or is in him. All who forsake you shall be ashamed, they shall be shameful. Those who depart from me shall be written in the earth. Their names will be erased or be taken out of the book of life, because the earth erases. Revelation chapter 21:27. But there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles, causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life shall be written in the earth. Earth is a softer earth, right? It's not strong enough. So, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters, they forsook the Lord. The Lord is the source of living waters, not to be thirsty. that is the Spirit. In the Old Testament time, the Spirit was in and out. But in New Testament time, the Spirit dwells forever in Christians. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13. For my people have committed to evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn themselves as cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water, easily thirst. Psalm 51:11, Old Testament time, the Holy Spirit in and out. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. But in New Testament, John chapter 7, verse 37, 38, on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of the living waters. That is Holy Spirit. Verses 14, hear me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. Merciful God will answer Jeremiah's prayer. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. Verse 15, indeed, they say to me, they meaning forsakers of the Lord, in verse 13, say me, what is the word of the Lord? The Judah people told Jeremiah, the word of the Lord, God's words, which Jeremiah delivered, like, unless they repent, the Babylon invaded Judah and carried them away as a captive. So that kind is, that is an example in Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 13 and 14. Actually, Jeremiah delivered this word to Judah people. Behold, he shall come up like clouds, and his chariots like a whirlwind. His horses are swifter than eagles were to us, for we are plundered, we are spoiled. O Jerusalem, wash your heart from wickedness, that you may be saved. How long shall your evil thought lodge within you? So basically ask us, repent. You know. So let it come now. They ridiculed Jeremiah, giving him a bad time. Babylon did not destroy them out yet. So that's why people ridiculed, you know, Jeremiah, give his hard time. Verse 16, as for me, Jeremiah, I have not hurried away from being a shepherd who follows you. So this, I never called himself to be a prophet, shepherd, or a pastor in a hurry, but I was called by you, and I have just followed you and delivered your word. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4-7, here we can see. Then the word of the Lord came to me, Jeremiah, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Then said, prophet is a deliverer of God's word, like his pastor. Then said, so that's why King James Version said pastor instead of a shepherd here. Then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, do not say, I am a youth. For you shall go to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. So I just followed you, Lord. Nor have I desired the woeful day. So, which meaning, I have not wanted the Babylon's invasion day. So, you know what came out of my lips. It was right there before you. God knows the same word as God commanded Jeremiah, just I delivered your word to them. So, verse 17, do not be a terror to me. Don't allow them to terrify me. You are my hope in the day of doom, because you are my hope in the terrible day. Verse 18, let them be ashamed who persecute you, ashamed or confounded. Shame or confuse the persecutors. Do not let me be put to shame, but do not let me be dismayed. But do not let me put to shame, but protect me from the shame or confusion. Then be dismayed, not let me be dismayed. Dismay or discouraged, the persecute, not me. Bring on them the day of doom. Lead them to the terrible day. Destroy them with double destruction. Destroy them in double portion. Simply, Lord, love me and hate my enemy. God has worked with God's rules or plans to people during times called as dispensation. Dispensation is oikonomia, is God's special arrangement, order, or plan during times stated in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10, chapter 3, verse 2, and Colossians chapter 1, verse 25 as well. In the present time, we are in grace. We might view two or more, up to seven times, in order to understand the Bible faithfully. But the substance is of Christ in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10, that in the dispensation of the fullest of the times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him. So in dispensation, some is two dispensation, seven times dispensation. So we might view two or more seven times. So in Old Testament time, eye for eye, teeth for teeth, or get even. While in the New Testament time, love even enemy. So Exodus chapter 21, verse 23 up to 25. But if any harm follows, then you shall give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. But New Testament time, grace time, Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 and 44, and 47, 48. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you, persecute you. If you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so. Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Because while we were sinners, Jesus was crucified on cross with bloodshed, you know, death. So we should be example like Jesus. That's why we should pray for persecuted rather than curse them. Luke 23:34, that's example. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And they divided his garments and cast lots. Acts chapter 7, verse 60, Stephen as well. Then he knelt down and cried out, and with a loud voice, "Lord, do not charge them with this sin." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Stephen, that is an example. So, that's why the believers in the New Testament are much greater than the believers in the Old Testament time, because of their faith upon the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Matthew chapter 11, verse 7, "Assuredly I say to you, among those born of women, there is not risen one greater than John the Baptist. But he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." So because we receive God's perfect grace, that's why it's greater than the believers' older Testament time. Then is verse 19. "Thus the Lord said to me, go and stand in the gate, the east gate, today called as Golden Gate, of the children of the people, by which the kings of Judah come in, and by which they go out, and in all the gates of Jerusalem." See Nehemiah chapter 3, that is all gates there. Verse 20, "And say to them, hear the word of the Lord. Jeremiah delivered God's word to the people who come in and go out the gates of Jerusalem. You king of Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem who enter by these gates, sheep gates, dung gate, many gates, more than 10 gates. 21, 22. Thus says the Lord, take heed to yourself, pay attention to your service, and bear no burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it in by gates of Jerusalem, nor carry a burden out of your houses on the Sabbath day, nor do any work, don't bear anything on the day from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset." That's just 7 days on the Sabbath. That's just 7 days. "Don't bring it in any gates, even from your houses. Don't do any work, but hallow the Sabbath day, as I commanded your fathers. Make the Hebrew Saturday holy, as I commanded your fathers through Moses. God has worked with covenants as well as with the dispensations together during times to fulfill the word of God in the context of the Bible. A covenant is defined as an agreement made between God and a man, the representative of people. When God makes a unilateral promise to a man, who accepts by word or conduct such as belief, prayer, obedience, cutting, so sacrifice, you know, some bird, you know, cut, you know, two sides, or work. The covenant to keep the Sabbath is under Mosaic covenants. God gave it through Moses to the children of Israel. Sabbath, the Hebrew means to rest, or to cease to work. So to keep the Sabbath was proved to love God. Not to keep it was against God. So Nehemiah re-emphasized, not re-emphasized, that is restored, restoration, the Sabbath. In the Hebrew custom, they ceased to work and worshiped God. Exodus chapter 31, verse 15 and 16. "Work shall be done for 6 days, but the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Therefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations as a perpetual covenant. So Israel children covenants. Nehemiah chapter 10, 31, that's restoration. If the peoples of the land brought the wares of any grain to sell on the Sabbath day, we do not buy it from them on the Sabbath or on a holy day, and we do forego the 7 years' produce and exacting of every debt. Chapter 13:22 Nehemiah, and I commanded the Levites that they should cleanse themselves.